If you have your Bibles tonight, I would like to ask you to please turn again to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. The Apostle John tells us in this last couple of verses of the 20th chapter, he tells us why he has written the gospel according to John. Of course, it is the inspired word of God, and yet there is a principle, focus of why we have the Gospel of John. This is found in John chapter 20, the last two verses, verses 30 and 31. The Word of God says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name." Before we begin to read and study verse 31 further, I would ask you to please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we lift up our eyes unto our Heavenly Father. We're so thankful that we have the privilege to try to worship Thee as we've just sung the song. We have come into this house to worship Thee. And we come tonight thanking Thee for all the blessings of life. We know that Thou hast been so good to us all that we can never thank Thee enough in this world and in the glory world which is to come. We'll never be able to give Thee enough praise and honor and glory that's due Thy great and holy name. But we do thank You with the words of our mouth right now. And we pray that You would help us by the deeds of our lives to show forth the gratitude that we feel for Thy goodness to us. And we pray that every day that we would look at what You're doing for us, that we would realize every day that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from Thee, and that our lives are daily loaded with more blessings than we could ever begin to count. We ask You, Lord, to forgive us when we look at the troubles and problems instead of looking at the blessings. And we pray that tonight as we look at Thy holy word, that Thy Spirit would be our teacher, Thou would guide us into all truth, and that we might have a clearer understanding that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And help us to learn more about Jesus every time we look at the Holy Word. Bless us now in this study, we pray in the blessed and holy name of our elder brother, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. John says, "These are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing that ye might have life through His name." We're going to look again at the first half of that verse. Hopefully we'll get to the second half later. "These things are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God." I want us to go back now, and as we did this morning, we went back this morning just to chapter 1. We saw that in chapter 1, the Word of God declares that Jesus is the Creator. We also saw that the Word of God says in John chapter 1 that Jesus is the light. He's the light that came into the world. And then we looked at the fact that the Word of God declares that Jesus is the Lamb of God. Those all three are mentioned in chapter 1. I want us to go tonight to John chapter 5 and look at some of the statements that we have here declaring something about Jesus and about Him being equal with God. Now that's going to infuriate the Jews, that Jesus would talk about how He is equal with God. In John chapter 5, beginning with verse 17, we're going to read more scriptures than normal tonight, but I beg you and I encourage you to look at the Word of God. If you don't look at the Word of God tonight, you're going to miss most of the great truth that's found in the Word of God. And again, the purpose of these writings are that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life through His name. John chapter 5, beginning in verse 17, the Word of God says, "But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." Now, in this verse and in verse 19, Jesus is going to say, "I work and My Father works." And then in verse 18, "Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now you notice the wording there is that Jesus said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And the Scripture says here that the Jews sought the more to kill him because of that truth. That he said that God was his Father, and that made him equal with God. Now, look at verse 19. Because there are, in the next several verses, there are at least five or six ways that the Word of God, Jesus himself is speaking, and Jesus says, the Father does this, and I do this. He is showing the thing that has already infuriated the Jews, that he and the Father are equal. Look now at verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. He seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son. Now, brethren, Jesus sees the Father working, and he is able to do everything that the Father does. And then in verse 20 it says, For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel. Now, there are two things. First of all, Jesus is able to work the works of God. Jesus is able to do the same kinds of works that God the Father does. He is able to work. He did work, going all the way back to the creation. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they worked together in the creation of this world. And right now, Jesus is saying that in all of these works, all of these miracles, the healings that I'm doing, the Father is working and I am working. So they are equal in the work that they are doing. They're also equal in their knowledge. I want you to notice in verse 20, the Scripture says, For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. What does the Father do? What does he do? Shows him all things that the Father does. Now, whenever Jesus is shown all things that the Father does, I'm talking now about Jesus, the man in the flesh, who is the Son of God, God manifest in the flesh, he's saying that he is equal with God in knowledge. Come down to verse 21. Verse 21 says, For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Now, brethren, what Jesus is doing here is just emphasizing over and over that I and my Father are one. He's going to say that later as he speaks to the Jews. I and my Father are one. They are one in their ability to work. They are one in all that they do. They're one in their knowledge. They're omniscient. They know all things. The Father knows all things, and the Son knows all things. And the third thing he mentions here in John chapter 5, in these verses that we're reading, is that the Father quickeneth, that is, God makes alive, and what does the Son do? The Son quickeneth whom he will. The Son is able to raise from the dead. And that's true, brethren, not only physically to raise from the dead, but it's also true that when one is spiritually dead, that Jesus has the power to raise from the dead. Now, can you imagine how these Jews are getting madder and madder as he goes along? And why are they getting mad? Because they are saying, he is saying, that God is his Father, and that makes him equal with God. Is it true that God is his Father? And is it true that makes him equal with God? Absolutely, 100%. He comes on down in verse 22 and he says, For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment to the Son. Verse 23 says that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. Now what's he showing? The same amount of honor that's given to the Father, that same amount of honor should be given to the Son. And by the way, let me say this. I hope that you don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But there are people today that give great honor to the Holy Ghost. And I don't find any place in the Scriptures where the Word of God ever says that we're to be honoring the Holy Ghost. Now, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All I'm saying is that the Father says to honor the Son, and the Son says to honor the Father, but there are people today that worship the Holy Ghost, and they do that in an erroneous way. Yes, absolutely. But who are we to honor? We're to honor the Father, and we're to honor the Son. Do they both get the same amount of honor, or does the Father get more honor than the Son? The Father and the Son get equal honor. Jesus here is declaring all of these things, that He and the Father are one. And again, why is John writing and recording all these things that Jesus said? And all these things are not recorded by the other writers. Why is John writing these things? According to John 20, verse 31, why is he writing these things? That ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Listen, brethren, if all of these things Jesus is saying are true, then Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. He's calling Him Father. It's infuriating the Jews. They sought the more to kill Him, but was He afraid to tell them more and more in spite of the fact that they sought to kill Him? He was not in any way afraid. Come down to John chapter 6. I know I touched this morning on Jesus saying, I am the bread of life. But I want to spend a few minutes tonight just going through the Gospel of John, where Jesus is talking about who He is. I am. I am. In fact, and I encourage you to go home and read this, if you want a list of Scriptures, I'll be glad to give them to you. But there are at least 6 or 7 times in the Gospel of John that Jesus says, I am, that He doesn't say anything else about Him other than I am. And every time that I read those, the one time that I'm the most familiar with is in John chapter 18, when the soldiers came to take Jesus, and Jesus said, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus, and He began to say, what did He say? I am. Now the Bible, the King James Bible says, I am He. Then He said, I am He, but the word He is written in italics. Do you know what Jesus said to those soldiers when they came to take Him? All He said was, I am. And when Jesus said, I am, with the power that He said it, the Scripture says that the soldiers fell backward to the ground. Listen, brethren, Jesus is the great I am. You remember that in the Old Testament that Moses, when God called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, you remember how Moses said, I'm a man of slow tongue. I don't have the ability to do what you're calling on me to do. And God told Moses, you go and you do lead the children of Israel. And Moses said, well, who shall I say sent me? And God told him, you tell them, I am that I am. You tell them, I am hath sent you. And brethren, that was a message to the Jews. It was a message to the children of Israel that caused them to know that God was the one who had sent Moses to lead them out of Egyptian bondage. Jesus is the great I am. And 7 times in the Gospel of John, more than any other place, 7 times He says, I am, I am, I am. Now, there are 23 or 4, maybe 26 times. There are 23 times. There are 23 times in the Gospel of John that Jesus says, not just I am, but He says, I am, and then He adds something to that. We have the words, I am. Jesus saying, I am, 23 times. 7 of those times, all He says is, I am. But then the rest of those times, He tells us something that He is. In John chapter 6, look first at John chapter 6. What was the purpose of looking at John chapter 5? To show that Jesus and the Father are one. They're one in work. They're one in knowledge. In their knowledge, do they both know all things? They're one in their power to raise from the dead. They're one in honor. They're one in judgment. They're one in every way. Now come to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 35, the Scripture says, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." What did he say there? I am the bread of life. Not, I came to give you bread, but he says, I am the bread of life. Now, the bread of life, when they thought about the bread of life, they thought many times about the manna that God sent them, the manna in the Old Testament that God sent to the children of Israel. And where did that manna come from? It came from God out of heaven. Very good. Now look here. In verse 38 he says, "For I came down," verse 38, John 6, 38, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." Now here are the Jews listening to him, and Jesus says very boldly, very concretely, without any hesitation, "I am the bread of life. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." Come down to now verse 41. Let's see how the Jews respond to that. Verse 41 says, "The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven." Now, why did they murmur at him? Because, brethren, if he is the bread of life that came down from heaven, then he is God. He is the Son of God, and he is the Christ. And why does John say he's writing all of these things that we're reading right here? "These things are written that you might know that you have." These things are written that you might know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus saying, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven." That's a statement that to establish in our hearts and minds the understanding that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Come down to verse 41, or rather 48, verse 48. What does Jesus say again here? I am that bread of life. Verse 51, he says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Jesus says, and the first thing I want you to remember about what he's saying that he is, "I am the bread of life." There are going to be about five things we look at, but the first thing is, "I am the bread of life," which did what? Which came down from heaven. Now look at John chapter 10. John chapter 10. In the beginning of John chapter 10, Jesus tells us a parable about a sheepfold. And he says that there's a sheepfold. In verse 1, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Now, the sheepfold here, and I don't have time to get into all the details of this, but the sheepfold here is the Jewish sheepfold that only faithful Jews could enter into that Jewish sheepfold. But if they could get in, this is different than the kingdom of heaven, okay? This in the first part of John 10 is different than the kingdom of heaven. When you get to the end, it's the same. You'll see that if you go home and study. So he says, we have this sheepfold, and he says, who is the door? Come down to verse 9. He says there's a door to the sheepfold, and he says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." So what does Jesus say that he is? What did he say in John 6? I am the what? I'm the bread of life. What does he say in John 10, 9? I am the door. Now look at John 10, 11. John 10, verse 11. He says, "I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." And again in verse 14, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine." So, Jesus is saying, "I am the bread of life." He's saying, "I am the door." He's saying now in John 10, 11 and 14, "I am the good shepherd." I believe David knew this same shepherd that we're talking about right here when he wrote in the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." Moses, Abraham, David, all of those saints of God, they saw Jesus. Now, go to John chapter 11. Not only does Jesus say, I am the bread of life, I am the door, I am the good shepherd, but in John chapter 11, we're going to pause here just a moment, starting in verse 21. Mary and Martha had a brother. What was Mary and Martha's brother's name? Lazarus. Would you say that raising the dead takes more power than healing the blind or the deaf? I would think so too. I don't know. The Bible doesn't say that. But now if you heal the blind, I might think, well, maybe he could see a little bit to begin with. And maybe he's not any better in his sight. Now you take somebody that raises the dead, that's going to make an impression. And that's something Jesus did. He raised the dead. Mary and Martha had a brother, and their brother's name was Lazarus. And they sent for Jesus because their brother was sick. And you remember how Jesus tarried and he did not come immediately? And then Lazarus died. Come down to John 11, verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Now you hear there are two more things Jesus says here. He's already said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. And now he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now I want you to keep following this. I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe. Now watch the wording of what Martha says. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Why did Martha at this point in time, why did she believe that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God? She believed it because of the words that Jesus was saying and had been saying. I am the resurrection and the life. Now, why has John written all of these things? So that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Then what did Jesus do to Lazarus? He said, the rest of this chapter tells us that he went to the grave of Lazarus and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth from the grave. I'm not going to read all of that. I just want you to remember that Jesus says in John chapter 11, I am the what? Two things. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Now, go with me to John chapter 14. I am. Oh, by the way, just before we came into church, my precious daughter, my baby daughter, Marie. Thank you, Sister Jane. She got me by the neck and she said, Daddy, do you know what you preached last Sunday? And I said, yeah. And she said, last Sunday you preached, Whom say ye that I am? And this Sunday, you're telling us what Jesus said. He said, I am, I am, I am. Now, who do you say that Jesus is? Well, I need to say he's the things he says he is. I need to say he is the bread of heaven. He is the bread that came down from heaven. You need to be able to teach others all about Jesus is the bread of life. Whom do you say that he is? Well, he says he is, and I believe what he says. He says, I'm the bread of life. Jesus says, this is his testimony, Jesus' testimony. Jesus says, I am the door. Now, if you want to know who you ought to be saying he is, you need to be telling people, Jesus is the door. He's the only door. If you want to know who Jesus is, you need to be telling other people, he is the good shepherd. You want to know who Jesus is? Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Whom do you say that he is? Well, right here in John chapter 14, we can say some more about who he is. In John chapter 14, beginning in verse 6, the Word of God says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Now you keep watching this, brethren. In verse 8 he says, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Just show us the Father now. And that'll make us, we'll believe you if you'll just show us the Father. Good gracious, he's already seen people healed. He's seen him raise the dead. And now Peter says, or rather Philip says, show us the Father. Show us the Father and we'll believe you then. That'll be enough. Verse 9, Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Do you hear those strong words there, brethren? Jesus says, don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Listen, brethren, the evidence is just overwhelming, isn't it? I've rejoiced more in the Gospel of John than I ever have in my entire life in the past couple of weeks. I see Jesus more clearly than I've ever seen him before in my life. I love Jesus more than I've ever loved him in my life. Jesus, I keep thinking about the song, Jesus, what is he? What is he to you? What is he to you? Who do you say that he is? Well, the songwriter, I think, expressed it. This just keeps coming to my mind. The songwriter says, Jesus is all the world to me. Or the other songwriter that says, Christ is all in all. You see, when you begin to read the book of John, what do you see? He is everything. He is all of these things that we've mentioned and much more. He says here in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do you know of any other thing that Jesus said, I am in the book of John? I'm not going to keep reading these to you, but do you know anything else that Jesus said, I am? Say it again. Very good, Brother Ken. Very good. John 15:1, Jesus says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. Isn't that marvelous? Jesus is the true vine. And if you want to bring forth fruit, you have to abide in the vine. And if you're part of the vine and you don't bring forth fruit, Jesus will cut you off and he'll cast you into the fire. And that's not talking about dying and going to hell. That's talking about hell that children of God can experience when they don't abide in the vine and they don't bring forth much fruit in their lives. I am. Study the Word. Study what Jesus says He is. Why has Jesus told us all these things that He is? Why has John recorded all of these things that he's recorded here? He says, These things have I written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And see, we haven't gotten to the last part. And that believing ye might have life through His name. Hopefully we'll get to that if we live, the Lord willing. But there's a lot more we've got to get to before we get to the second half. May God help us, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.